Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. During the days of this week, we've been looking at the topic of winning crowns and in turn casting them at the feet of the Savior, as outlined in the book of Revelation, chapter number 4. And thus far, we have seen a crown for steadfastness and a crown for self-discipline. But this morning, I want to look at one of the most important ones, and that is a crown for soul winning. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. I want to read to you a narrative from the scripture that outlines our responsibility and duty. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter number 14, beginning in verse 16, then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and showed his lord these things. And then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Well, we know that is the attitude of the Savior. Certainly he is going to have all the seats at the marriage supper of the Lamb are going to be filled. And the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2 and in verse number 19, what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and our joy. So we believe in looking at these scriptures that we are taught that we are to go into the highways and the hedges. We're taught that we are to win souls. And we're taught that these souls are our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing someday when we stand before God. My friend, it's going to be one of the greatest rewards that man has in heaven is another human being. You know, it's often been said that, you know, there are no pockets in those suits that they put on you in the funeral home. There are no trailer hitches on the back of the hearse. You don't see U-Hauls going to the cemetery to take one's possessions. Somebody said, you can't take anything with you. And the truth of the matter is, that's not true. You can take something with you. You may not can take anything, but you can take somebody. You sure can. The only thing that you can take to heaven with you are your friends, your family, your loved ones, your folks that you work with on the job and come in contact with. And through faithfulness in testifying and living the life before them in faithfulness and compelling them to come out of the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled, you and I can have a crown of rejoicing, a crown for the soul winner in the presence of our Lord. And some of these days we'll be glad we did, and we'll look and say, for ye are our glory and our joy. The only thing we can take to heaven with us is our children, our families. The only thing we can take with us are other folk that are in the same situation as you were before you got saved. And now because you're saved, you're on your way to heaven. My friend, think about it this morning. Who would you like to take to heaven with you that you're pretty sure is not going? Father, I pray that you'd help us, each one, to have that crown, the crown of soul winning, for your name's sake. There'll be souls in heaven because of us. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.